This is the Recency Bias on a Tuesday morning. Your morning after mini-pod with me, Zach Vanoss, following up a 3-2 overtime win over the Toronto Maple Leafs. Always good to be on the pod after beating the Leafs. Certainly good to be on the pod after the Habs have won three straight with three straight comeback wins, the most recent being by beating the Leafs. And it's extremely great to be on the pod after a three straight wins, all of them comeback, a second in overtime, this one against the Leafs, and Cole Caulfield, the kiddest of the kids, with his second overtime game-winning goal in as many games, the second goal of his NHL career. What a night for the Canadiens on Monday night. A big, big win. One left everybody feeling very good, and one that brought the Canadiens even for third in the Canadian division with Winnipeg. Winnipeg still has the edge in the tie because they've got more regulation wins. But Habs are even in the points. There's still five games to go for them to take that third spot as the Jets continue to spiral another loss to the Senators on Monday night. This one, Dom Ducharme, not surprisingly, decided to trot out the same lineup that he had on Saturday, which means Captain Shea Weber still out of the lineup. Kulak is still drawing in. So everything was the same to start the game. There would be some a little bit of movement, particularly on the back end, once the game got going. But this one, all things being the same to start, and the Habs, they'd have their chances in this one. Especially in the early going, the Habs got a chance immediately as Kotkaniemi sent one behind Campbell through the blue paint. Campbell being Jack Campbell, the goaltender for the Toronto Maple Leafs, who was very, very, very good in this one, and a little lucky at times. Armia and Toffoli each had chances early too, or on the same play, but a few seconds after that Armia and Toffoli opportunity, a nothing shot beats Allen off of Sherratt's knee, and in the former Hab, Alex Galchenyuk, former many teams, Alex Galchenyuk providing a screen on that one. The goal goes to Riley, and it is 1-0 for the visiting Maple Leafs. Midway through that first period, Alex Galchenyuk, he was called for hooking. Habs go on the power play. Suzuki, man, he has unlocked something for himself on the power play lately, or the team has unlocked him, something they're doing, but I'm going to go ahead and give credit to Suzuki because he's been spectacular for four or five games now and was extremely effective in this one. Caulfield would ring one off the post during that power play, but Romanov had himself a rough night, and it really began on that power play as he got his pocket picked. Mitch Marner head the other way on the breakaway. Luckily, Allen there to make the save. One of several moments in the evening that the Canadiens, and particularly Alex Romanov, put Allen in a bit of a tough spot, but he was there to answer it. Nothing on that power play for the Canadiens. They'd get a second one on a Nylander interference call. And again, they'd get some looks. We saw some good stuff, some good puck movement anyway, from Kotkaniemi, Caulfield, and Romanov, the kids out there. But we weren't really able to convert on anything at the net. I thought Perry and Stahl, the old guys who were out there with the children, just a little too far back, which hasn't been the case often with Corey Perry this season. Not putting sufficient pressure on the net. Stahl, I mean, he doesn't do much efficiently or effectively. He had a chance, actually, right in that exchange, but just didn't have the hands for it. So Allen came up, as I said, with some really big saves in that first period. Unfortunately, the Riley goal was the difference in the opening 20, 1-0 for the Maple Leafs. Shots were 10-4 in favor of the visiting 10-4. Where did I get that number? The shots were 11-10 for the Leafs in the first. Scoring chances 10-9 their way. High Danger 6-1 in favor of Toronto, and that was 5-on-5. That was 5-1. All that information and all the info I provide you when it comes to the deeper stats, courtesy of Natural Stat Trick. It was, again, high danger chances going 6-1 in all situations, 5-on-5, 5-1 for the Leafs. Just, it didn't necessarily feel that way. The Canadians came out and were ready, and I thought played a pretty good first period overall. Yes, the Riley goal was unfortunate, but I thought the Canadians looked like they might even be the better of the two teams. Certainly the one that had a little more giddy up in what they were doing. They'd get another power play on a Nick Foligno tripping. And this one, their third power play of the night, they'd make it count. Petrie with a beautiful pass by Suzuki. But Petrie sets up Suzuki for a beauty pass to Toffoli. And Toffoli does what he's been doing on the reg all season long. Easy and in. His 28th of the year. Again, just a sick, sick feed from Suzuki. Toffoli really just had to put it home. Beautiful pass. Suzuki did all sorts of things great in this one. But a Romanov immediately after the team made it even at one. Romanov would put the Maple Leafs back on the power play thanks to a delay of game penalty. Habs, they'd actually get a shorthanded 2-on-1 in that situation. Evans and Lehkonen, another big opportunity. One of several in the early going for the Canadiens to score. Campbell coming up with one of his many great saves on the night. The penalty was killed, but it was immediately followed by Toffoli taking a tripping penalty. That one also killed. So special teams contributing a goal, and more importantly, with that Maple Leafs power play, which I know has struggled at points this season. But you just, look at, it's got Austin Matthews on it for one. It's very deadly. The Canadians doing a good job of keeping the Leafs away from using that. Another Romanov turnover, however, would lead to yet another Leafs breakaway, but Allen was there. A big night for him. Romanov, that was the end of his night in the big minutes position. He got demoted down to the third pairing with John Merrill, and I love Romanov. I think Romanov's going to be huge for the Habs over the course of his career. I'm very excited. But some nights, when he's given a big assignment here in his rookie season, it's going to be tough skating. And it was. It was tough going for him on Monday. No doubt about it. But that's going to happen. I'm not that mad at Romanov. He's going to have some games where he needs to learn some things. Particularly on the power play, when his pocket picked and it led to a breakaway, he was trying to do a little bit too much. And hopefully lessons learned there. Some nights you're fighting it. Look, Shea Weber's fought it plenty of nights this season. Even Jeff Petrie, who had himself a huge night on Monday, looking back to the form that he was in the early season these last few games, he's had some nights where he fights it. It just happens. And it's especially going to happen for a rookie defenseman. So, tough night, but as we know, the Canadians won, and hopefully some lessons learned. But he did get an demotion, and that was probably necessary on a night where he just didn't have confidence. On the other end of the spectrum, career-wise, you've got Joe Thornton, who has seen it all. And he was doing some good, I've seen it all work in the late going of that second period. Just doing Joe Thornton things to keep the play alive. And with 2:40 to go, it was Matthews with a tip in. The second kind of long, easy shot that got tipped in and beat Allen. 39 goals on the season now for Austin Matthews. The hell, man? It was a nice tip in, too. It really was. 2-1 Leafs after 40 minutes. The shots in that second period, better for the Canadians. They went to 10-4 in that one. I guess that's where I got the 10-4 number from. Scoring chances, however, were 11-9 in favor of the Leafs. High danger chances, 2-1 for Toronto, and 2-0 in 5-on-5 scenarios. After 40, again, 2-1 for the Leafs. So do the Canadians have another comeback in them? Well, we already know how it ends. So yes, they do. Let's see how they got there. It was Petrie in the early going taking a holding penalty, but again, the Canadians' penalty kill effective, though at times this one was scary. but effective against the Leafs. The Habs will get to go on their own power play, and it was Kotkaniemi and Anderson combining for a great chance once more, but again denied by Campbell. 2-1 in the waning minutes. Allen gets pulled, so the Habs have the extra attacker, and with 52 seconds, that's when the good stuff happens. Petrie to Suzuki. Heard that a few times on this one. And Suzuki with another beautiful pass to Deneau. We are even at 2 with 52 seconds. That would carry us into OT. Very exciting overtime. This is a whole new team in overtime. Dom Ducharme has, if you can knock him for many a thing this season, that's okay. I think we all have some issues with some of the decisions perhaps made. Dom Ducharme certainly put in a tough position this year. But one thing I would say he's done a good job fixing is overtime. The Canadiens, definitely the team with more possession, more opportunities, just by comparison to what it was in those, what was it, for 9 consecutive losses in overtime in the early going. This is a very, very different team. Toffoli had a breakaway in overtime. He was denied. 3-on-1 by Evans, Petrie, and Caulfield. Didn't quite work out. They went the other way. Looked like an opportunity for the Leafs. Allen was solid. And as the final minute of overtime checkdown, Caulfield from Petrie. Seen it before on Saturday. Saw it again. This one a little different. Same result. Back of the net. Cole Caulfield's second overtime winner in as many games. His second NHL goal in as many games. The kid was once again the hero. A great night. One that left us with what hopefully becomes an ongoing meme, which was a picture of Nick Suzuki, young 21-year-old Nick Suzuki, and 20-year-old Cole Caulfield. You know, there's other 21 and 20-year-olds in the league, and they don't necessarily look as baby-faced as those two. But they were doing the press bit after the game, and it just looked like a couple high schoolers doing a presentation, doing their Wikipedia, entirely sourced on Wikipedia presentation on the digestive system. Sure, let's go with that. It's ridiculous. They're so... I know, as I tweeted this, I know I'm getting older, and inevitably the kids will continue to look younger to me, I guess, but even by the expected youthness of young athletes today, they look like children. Children who are powering your Canadiens to a 3-game winning streak. You know, and so much of the talk after the game about Cole Caulfield, and rightfully so. I mean, one that's extremely exciting, what he's managed to do. And perhaps, you know, his addition to the lineup has been enough to give the Canadiens a full 2 extra points in this playoff push. I think you can make that argument. But, since Brendan Gallagher went out, obviously big-time struggles. It was something that I certainly expected, as every time this team loses Brendan Gallagher, they're missing that the catalyst of most everything they do. And they struggled to find that without Gallagher for some time. However, that has been found again. And it is in the form of Nick Suzuki here. For the past 6 games, I think he's got a 6-game point streak going now. He had a 2-point night on Monday, and he's just been contributing in all the big moments with either a goal or, as was the case in this game, just some incredible assists, setting up big goals. Nick Suzuki has been the player who's put this team on his back as of late. He's the maker of things that happen. He and Jeff Petrie in the last few games, but a really, really, as much as Cole Caulfield has been like, overtime winners are awesome, and it's so fun to see that he seems to be able to handle everything at the NHL level. Suzuki's the kid whose play has just been out of this. I mean, it resembles what it looked like in the playoffs last season. It resembles what it looked like at the beginning of the season, and it's back. And when Nick Suzuki is an elite center, as he's kind of been playing lately, then this team's pretty good when you have that. When Nick Suzuki struggles, as he did through the mid part of the season, as he talked about it a bit after the game. He's learning. The center position's tough to play in the NHL. But he's found a comfort zone right now, and it's making a huge difference for the Habs. Speaking of Caulfield, though, as well, I mean, not just the goals. Those are great. But he's got a pestiness to his play that's really fun. I mean, little guys have to have a pestiness. You got to be a pest for the most part. And he's got that. You see it when he's put out there in some situations just to, you know, he's playing mostly fourth. He was playing fourth line minutes on Monday night. But just really just forechecking hard, pushing when the Leafs have it in their own zone, just trying to get the breakouts. He's right on the man, causing pressure. And he doesn't seem to struggle with too much with, you know, winning puck battles despite his size. He's able to sneak all over the place. He finds room. And he knows where the puck is going to be, and he calls it out for Jeff Petrie to hit him when it counts. And it certainly has counted as of late. Shots in this one were 29-23 for the Maple Leafs. Scoring chances 30-29 in favor of your Montreal Canadiens. High danger chances still went the Leafs' way by a 9-5 score in 5-on-5 scenarios. That was 7-5 for Toronto. But I thought the Canadiens, through all 60, you know, they had to have they had to push and come back again. But I thought they played a really, really strong game on Monday night. It wasn't a letdown game after the two wins over the weekend. Just took a little fight again. That's all right. Allen, spectacular in this one. Campbell, spectacular as well. I thought both goalies did a really good job keeping this to, what was a 2-2 game through regulation. Could have been a lot more goals either way, I think, for the two teams. But Allen and Campbell looked ready and locked in on this one. Yeah, you could complain a little that the first Toronto goal was maybe Allen should have had it, but you couldn't see shit, man. His own guys were blocking him. Alex Galchenyuk was there blocking him, and it was deflected. So I thought Allen was spectacular. Goals on the evening, Toffoli with his 28th of the year. Yeah, Toffoli, come on, let's get 30 in this 56-game season, Tyler. Deneau with his 5th, a huge one on the night when all was said and done. And the biggest of the evening from the smallest on the ice, Cole Caulfield with obviously his 2nd of the season, his 2nd NHL goal. And again, his 2nd overtime winner in as many games. Jeff Petrie with a 3-point night. That's not bad, 3-point night when the team scores 3 goals. Suzuki with a 2-point night. And time on ice, worth noting here, Romanov, who we've been looking at lately because he'd been playing some in the 20-minute range with Weber out of the lineup tonight. That took a demotion after the early struggles of Romanov. 13:43 is what he wound up playing. Only John Merrill played less. He played 13:16 of the defensemen. A few other stray observations before we end this one. Frolik had one opportunity in the game, but you see why Michael Frolik is a plug in the lineup when we really need him because we got nobody else to put in there. Really struggling at times. And, you know, who can blame Michael Frolik in a way? Barely played any this season, but he was fighting the puck a few times last night. It didn't lead to anything in the end, really. So no harm, no foul, I suppose, but just that when you're watching, I get why Frolik hasn't really made his way into this lineup with much frequency. Another good game for Evans, too. Very much worth noting. I love the chemistry that Evans and Caulfield seem to be developing early. Enough so that Evans saw time, as I mentioned, in overtime with Caulfield out there. So another solid game from him who's looked really good. Basically, since he was pushed out of the lineup for a minute by Staal, he's come back and proven himself significantly. And yeah, once more, as a reminder, the Jets lost again, Senators beating them. So the Habs are even with the Jets for 3rd. Much rather take on the Oilers. Just the Leafs thing would be crazy and probably fun. I don't really want to lose to the Leafs, and they look very good. Not good enough to beat the Canadiens on Monday night, though, thanks to the kids. What a game that was. A really most fun Habs game in some time. And a great stretch after what has been a grind of a season at time for, I'm sure, the team. Definitely playing 4 games in 7 nights time and time and time again. I think it's 5 weeks in a row they've had to do that now. It's just no rest for them at all. Definitely a grind, but a grind for the fans too. In that it was win 1, lose 2. For a long, long time. So a 3-game winning streak, especially the way this one has happened, you have to enjoy it. And so we shall. Canadians, they'll keep on rolling. Action again, of course, on a Wednesday night as they take on the Ottawa Senators. And then Thursday, back at it on back-to-backers. They head into the province of Ontario this week. Ottawa Wednesday, Toronto Thursday, Toronto Saturday, and then it's back at the Bell Center to finish the season next week with a pair against the visiting Edmonton Oilers, which could be very interesting now. Could be two games against the Oilers, and should the Canadians get ahead of the Jets in this next week, it would be two games ahead of a playoff series against the Oilers. Very interesting. All right. Till next, find me on Twitter at ZachDropsTweets, at the Montreal Bias for the podcast, and at Rabbit Habs, of course. Ian has returned to the post-games on rabbithabs.com. Be sure to check that out. Till next, take care.